My mama used to say not to worry, 'cause it's just like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but to tell you the truth.
Hey mamas, you're listening to the Whole Mama Podcast with Jenna Gibbons. We'll talk all things motherhood and how to build a solid foundation for our children. Our goal is to empower and educate and provide the tools to embrace motherhood and raise compassionate and confident lifelong learners. We believe that as mamas, we need to give ourselves some grace, and our children deserve the best education. I'm your host, Jenna Gibbons, recording right from my barn outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So throw something comfy on and grab a mug of your favorite drink, and let's get started. We have so much to talk about. Thanks for joining me today. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Whole Mama Podcast. It is Teaching Tuesday. Thank you for joining me today. I am so thrilled. I know several weeks ago I had announced that I was going to be recording again back outside in the barn. We had to kind of wait on that a little bit. So I am officially in the barn today, which is very exciting. Thank you for joining me. So if you do hear some horses or birds behind me, I do keep those in to be authentic and true. And and just to kind of share the experience here on the farm with you. So thank you for joining me today for episode number 5 on 5 quick and easy mental health activities you can do for your kiddos right at home. So how do your kiddos handle mental stress and anxiety? I know many of the children I worked with and tutored and taught, you know, they have a lot on their shoulders these days. They have a lot of stress. There's a lot of testing going on. And there's just a lot of other things going on in the world. And now also this past year having a pandemic on top of that. So there's just a lot going on for our kids. So I think it's important to talk about this as we wrap up Mental Health Awareness Month. So do you have a plan to mentally handle challenges that come along in life? Do you all have that? Do you work together to work through things and think through things together? So let's talk about that today. We've been talking a lot about mother's mental health. We're going to be talking on Thursday a little bit about some other ways that we can take care of ourselves. But let's talk about a few ways we can help our kids proactively nurture their mental health. So today, speaking of caring for ourselves, I am hydrating with water. I've been trying to do so since yesterday. My dear mother-in-law was so generous to schedule a massage for me and my sister-in-law. And so I had a wonderful massage yesterday that was very needed. but I am hydrating today so that I feel great and ready to go with my kiddos. So I hope that you have something delicious you are also enjoying while listening today. And let's just dive right in. So let's talk about some, you know, just quick and easy 5 things we can do for our kiddos that hopefully will become second nature to you and your family. So number one would be a gratitude check. And this is not just for our kids, but, you know, for ourselves as well. And I'm really going to try. I started off the year doing this. I really need to get back on track with it because I really think it is a wonderful way to either start or end your day. So you can encourage them to do this in the morning or at night. And this could be any age. So if your child isn't necessarily writing yet, you could even have them draw three pictures that they're grateful for. So it doesn't have to be necessarily writing if they're not there yet, or they could write the word of something that they're grateful for. If they can write, by all means, encourage them to, you know, write as much as they can, or, you know, if it's quick and easy, just writing those, they're going to write down 3 things that they're grateful for. And that's as soon as they wake up, you know, before going to the bathroom, before getting out of bed, before picking up their phone if they're old enough to have one, you know, before putting the TV on, before getting something to eat. This should be immediately the first thing they do and think about when they wake up, because that way they're starting their day through the lens of positive and gratefulness, being positive and being grateful for their lives and what they have in their lives. And there's, you know, many people, like I think I've mentioned before, another episode, you know, when you start your day that way in a positive way, you're going to approach all those things in your day in a different light, right? Versus like, you know, as a mother's perspective, if I wake up, I go right to my phone, I check an email, it upsets me, I'm already setting the tone for that day. So for our children, it's a wonderful way mentally to be, you know, more aware of what they're grateful for and what makes them happy if they're starting their day that way. But in addition to that, maybe they benefit more from doing this at nighttime. So right before they go to bed, maybe it's a great way so that they sleep better. You know, to think about those three things that they're grateful for to the, you know, for that day. Or maybe it's three things that they accomplished that day would be a great thing as well. And that we want that also to be the last thing that they do. So it's not like they do that and then they go read or they go check an email or something. It is literally they write it down on a little notepad or wherever they do it, set it down, and then head to bed. It just really is a great way to get their mind ready for sleeping and having that peaceful heart and mind. Number two would be imagery. So let's say your child comes home worried about something in his or her life. We can think about ways to help them kind of handle these worries. So we can have them, you know, ask them to imagine themselves in the future when, you know, everything has turned out in a positive way. You know, it might not feel that way right now, but what are the positive outcomes that could happen? You could also discuss why certain things might happen in our lives. You know, take some time to understand why things didn't maybe go as originally planned, but asking them to imagine a time in the future when they come to peace with this understanding that maybe, you know, it happened for a reason, that you know, something happened in their lives. So kind of you could look at it both ways, having them think about, well, how could this turn out positively? And or also, you know, how could this, you know, down the road, I understand why this might be happening. And I might not be at peace with it right now, but I'm going to imagine myself that, you know, that day when I am at peace. Number three would be a negative thought challenge. So, you know, I think a lot of our kids these days, if they are on social media, you know, they can be sometimes very social on social media, but very private about their thoughts, you know, at home, and they kind of bottle all those up. So if your child is experiencing unhelpful or negative thoughts, you know, challenge them to write them down or talk them out, you know, about more realistic or more helpful thoughts that will help them progress instead of feeling, you know, stuck with just all this, you know, these negative thoughts. Because I think once that happens, you kind of can't get out of that pattern. And so we have to almost help train our children to be able to get themselves out of those situations, out of that mental, you know, just feeling stuck, I think. If they're experiencing unhelpful or negative thoughts, it just keeps weighing them down. We have to help guide them on ways, you know, to help them kind of pull themselves out of that hole. And doing so can, you know, is a great way to really think about how they can think of realistic or helpful thoughts instead. Number four would just be talk time. So, you know, setting aside some time each week to check in with each of your kids. You know, it could be either over breakfast or snack or, you know, going for a quick walk. And providing them time to share their feelings or worries and thoughts with you. You know, knowing that they have that time with you, you know, once a week to kind of just check in. I think that checking in with kids is a wonderful way to, you know, keep your relationship strong. Keep your communication open, you know, even if it's just for 10 minutes, you know, just going for a quick walk or, you know, having, you know, tea or coffee. I know they might not be having coffee, but they could have, you know, something yummy while they're talking with you. The horses just walked up to listen to what we're chatting about. I've got Bob and Midnight here just checking in to see what I'm doing. So, you know, I think that that's these days, our lives are so busy. Checking in with each other is, you know, even checking in with our spouses, right? We do, you know, try keeping that relationship strong. But I think with our kids, they need us at any age. And just knowing that we're there for them and having that special one-on-one time once a week. And then lastly, just overall wellness. You know, supporting your child through, you know, your family's lifestyle choices. So getting outside, you know, I'm a huge advocate for, you know, going to play tennis or going for a hike or, you know, now that the weather's warmer, going kayaking. I can't wait to start kayaking again with our, you know, our family. You know, going for a quick, you know, camping experience if you can. Or just going for a walk. I also need to get back. I was doing a lot last summer was, you know, before it got super hot here in Tennessee, I'd go for a quick walk and listen to podcasts. You know, so whatever it is to get them outside and get that fresh air, get that vitamin D that they need, and get them going for the day. Cooking together, if you enjoy cooking, or maybe you aren't very, you know, interested in cooking, but it, you know that maybe they'll enjoy it with you. Spending that time together, eating healthy meals together, giving them the nutritious foods that they need to help them grow and thrive. Exercising is so important, you know, especially I think in the summertime, it could go either way with kiddos. Either they're going to be outside swimming and doing stuff outside, or they're going to be inside playing video games, watching movies. So, you know, getting them outside daily, getting that exercise, they really need it mentally and physically. And then, of course, getting plenty of rest. So those are just some quick ways that you can help your kiddos, you know, as they're transitioning also, you know, from this school year to summer to next school year. You know, just, you know, I think my favorite one of all of these besides like overall wellness would be checking in with them. Our kiddos need us, you know, we think they might be okay. And, sometimes just having that quick check-in is all they need to keep them going and having the opportunity to talk to you, you know, if there's something going on in their lives and just supporting their mental health. So as I said, we're wrapping up this week, Mental Health Awareness Month. On Thursday, we're going to be talking about how mamas can care for themselves through massage and some other things and all those benefits. We just have a lot going on starting in June that I'll be sharing about on Thursday. So, you know, thank you for supporting the show with Buy Me a Coffee link. Of course, it's always in the show notes. I'm excited again to be opening up my Raising Whole Readers course again in June. I absolutely loved working with the mamas who joined this past session. We're working on prepping our pre-K through second graders or older struggling readers for the new school year, which for some of us is only 2 months away. We have to really kind of get a game plan because this year has been crazy. There's been some lost time, and it's a great, great opportunity to set that foundation over the summer. Children are, you know, you're going to help them learn the concepts of print and making sure they're good on phonemic awareness and their phonics skills, that sight word fluency, and of course comprehension of vocabulary. And guys, this is just for 20 minutes a day. Like, it's crazy to think that that's even possible, but I promise you it is. And this course, if you'd like to join me, the link is also in the show notes for you. And we go through 3 sessions together. That's it. And I give you everything that you need. So bring a yummy drink and join us. More information coming on that. But you can go ahead if you want to purchase the course now. And then I'll be sending you more information ASAP. Also join our Whole Mamas Facebook group. We have over 400 moms thriving in motherhood. We laugh. We share funny things and inspiration. And it's just a great, great community. And we have some really exciting things coming up the rest of the year. Also, don't forget, check out some fun mama merch if you're looking for gifts for any mamas. It's a great place to find stuff. And if you want to join our mailing list, I don't share, you know, email after email. I'm very careful and strategic about which ones I want to send because they provide the most valuable information to my mama community. That's also in the show notes. You can also get some three great reading tips as soon as you join the mailing list. So thank you so much for joining me today, talking about how we can support our kiddos and their mental health. I look forward to seeing you all here later this week. Have a great, great night. I know gravity will bring me back to you. Hey, mama. Thank you for joining me at the barn today for the Whole Mama Podcast. I hope you've laughed, reflected, and learned something valuable to take home to your family. I'll meet you right back here next week. And in the meantime, focus on these important things. Take care of yourself, read daily with your children, and find times throughout the day to truly be present with your family. This time is precious, so we must embrace those moments and be intentional about it. Lastly, remember to find those things that bring you joy daily. That cup of coffee, those comfy leggings, that song or that scripture, or even that glass of wine. Whatever it is, make sure you find that daily joy for yourself. You deserve it, Mama. If you enjoyed this show, please consider supporting it and click the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes. For more content, community, and connection, please subscribe to receive a monthly Whole Mama newsletter at my blog at IamTheWholeMama.com and follow me on social media. Thank you again for joining me today, and I'll meet you right back here for our next episode at The Whole Mama.